down the middle. It's intercepted by Boston. A terrific interception by the rookie middle linebacker, Jonathan Bostic.
What was that like for you, the pressure that's attached to that of being the son of an NFL football player?
For me, to be honest, Dad actually really wanted me to play football. He wanted me to stick with baseball. I was a good baseball player, but for some reason I always was drawn to football and basketball. He broke the news to me like 9th, 10th grade year and said, son, I don't know if you have the hype.
So tell me what that conversation was like, that he didn't want you to do it.
No, my mom was one that said, no, he needs to be able to choose his sport. So she's signing me up for everything. I've played anything. He's got a ball with it, Goes all the way back to hockey. I played, hockey growing up as well.
Played. Were you good at hockey too?
My dad claims I wasn't, but I was good.
Was there a reason he didn't want you to play beyond just what he felt was his personal opinion about your size?
My dad, always liked baseball, wanted me to play baseball because, he hurt his knee playing football.
So you always seem to be drawn to the contact of the sport. Why is it every single time we bring this up, you have a big grin on your face when we talk about it? What is that?
It's something. It's what you play the game for. You go out there and compete, but at the same time, it's what we play defense for. And go out and take the wills of people away, and that's the way I was brought up. It's the way I was taught to play the game.
Did you see yourself in a Bears uniform at that position then, given your desire to knock people's blocks off, that this was going to be a good fit for me?
Yeah, obviously the Chicago Bears, you see all these great linebackers that come through here. And then at the same time, my dad and Wilbur Marshall grew up together. So all of a sudden Wilbur Marshall goes to Florida. I meet Wilbur when I get to Florida. We talked for a little bit, we kept in contact, and then all of a sudden, Wilbur gets drafted here, and then a couple years down the road, I turn out here as well. So
tell me about your relationship with Wilbur.
Definitely, that's something my dad always used to say. I never knew who he was talking about when I was little. When I was little, I just got Wilbur. And then, as I, got older, really started, learning the game of football, that's when I started to find out, who, Wilbur was and, what type of player. Even when Coach Muschamp first got to Florida, I was the first player he spoke about. It's a lot of great players that have been through there, but I was the first player he spoke about.
Has he broke down any of your tape?
To be honest, I've never asked him. I've never asked him.
How about Dad?
Dad is always, always. Even after every game, come out thinking I played well, and it's just, my dad, what were you doing on this play?
Really, how hard are you on yourself then? After admitting that, yes, you do take coaching, can you coach yourself?
Yeah, definitely. For me, anytime I get a minus on my grade sheet, I hate it. I hate it, and I wonder why I got a minus, and I go back and, because I try to shoot for perfection. Obviously, you're never going to, be perfect, and I understand that, but at the same time, that's what I shoot for.
What's your home on defense, in your opinion? The best spot for John Bostic?
To be honest, everybody makes a big deal out of, where, Sam, Mike, Will. To be honest, it doesn't matter to me, because you're going to make plays at all of them.